There's now a call for more so-called red flag laws following a series of massacres across the country. Red flag laws allow police or family members to request that a person's guns be confiscated if they believe that person poses a threat to themselves or others. California Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to sign a bill soon that would expand the state's current law known as the Gun Violence Restraining Order. As Katie Orr from member station KQED explains, right now the current law is being underused.
On June 19th, rookie Sacramento police officer Tara O'Sullivan was responding to a domestic disturbance call. She and her colleagues were helping a woman remove some belongings from a home when, all of a sudden, the shooting began, as heard on this police body camera video.
Officer down, code 3, fire! High-powered rifle!
Officer O'Sullivan, just 26, was shot and died several hours later. The man accused of her murder, Adele Ramos, had had run-ins with the legal system before, most recently in the fall of 2018, when he was charged with misdemeanor battery against a minor, but skipped a related court hearing and was subject to arrest when he shot and killed O'Sullivan. Veronica Pear is a research data analyst at the Violence Prevention Research Program at UC Davis. In a recent study, she and several colleagues found red flag laws like California's can play a role in preventing mass shootings. She says Ramos would have been a good candidate for a gun violence restraining order, or GVRO.
We have reason to believe he would batter his intimate partner again, and we know that he's out on bail and he has access to firearms. That's sort of a perfect spot for a GVRO to come into play as sort of a stopgap between the arrest and the trial.
But a public records inquiry reveals no order was ever requested, either by the Sacramento Police Department or Ramos's immediate family. And Pear says, so far, that's the norm in California.
In the first 3 years, 2016, 17, and 18, we found that there were a total of just over 400 individual respondents to GVROs. In comparison, some other states like Florida and Maryland have had that many in the first few months of implementation.
An expansion of California's law would allow educators, employers, and coworkers to request a GVRO as well as police, which could lead to more being issued. San Francisco Assemblyman Phil Ting authored the GVRO expansion bill and said it makes sense with school and workplace shootings on the rise.
This is a tool for ordinary people to protect themselves, so that they can send their children to school and feel safe. They can go to work and feel safe, that they can live their lives out and feel safe.
But Ting says this is not a panacea. That's because there's a lack of education around the state's red flag law. Many in the law enforcement arena simply don't know how to use it. San Diego City Attorney Mara Elliott recalls the first time her office requested a gun violence restraining order.
The first time we ever filed one, we actually had to send one of our attorneys down to the business office at the courthouse to help the business staff process our request for a gun violence restraining order. And that's how new it was.
Elliott has since made a concerted effort to use California's red flag law more in San Diego. The city accounts for a large portion of the orders issued in the state. And in the last year, Elliott has launched a training effort for law enforcement agencies that started in San Diego and is now expanding to other parts of California. She's seen as a champion of the law. Elliott says while there are other measures that law enforcement can use to confiscate guns, gun violence restraining orders offer something unique.
It is a tool we can use before something horrible happens. And with the others, we have to wait for some triggering incident.
And supporters say the more law enforcement knows about the law, the better, since most requests are currently made through police. For Here and Now, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.